But this is not so with regard to the law. Unlike in the earth or my cell phone, unlike in my intellectually generated love and fear, in the laws of the commandments, the radiance of the supernal wisdom illuminates them in a manifest way. It's not concealed inside of them. Well, also here, the supernal wisdom obviously had to go through the garments of all the worlds to get into this world, because in this world, even though, of course, in their source, every commandment is expressive of a will of God that's completely divested from physicality. Obviously, God has a certain will, which on planet being looks different than it looks on our physical version of planet. In other words, there's a law. That's not mixed will, and all the laws are shot. Well, that will of God exists on the highest levels, on the world of being, where there's no will, and there's no wool, and there's no linen. There's no wool, and there's no linen. But there's still God's will that wool and linen should not be mixed. How that plays out, I don't know. But when that will comes down into the world of action, the physical manifestation of the world of action, our world, it expresses itself in something we call wool and we call linen and the prohibition of fritzas in certain situations. And so too for everything. So God's wisdom doesn't look in the world of being like it looks in the world of action. But it doesn't make a difference. It's the exact same wisdom. So even though it's gone through all of the world of being and the world of development and the world of forming and the world of action, but in all those worlds, it's just like a passageway, meaning it's not blocking it, like it's concealing it and blocking it, so there's no way I can access the supreme wisdom in a clod of earth or in a cell phone. But in the laws, the supreme wisdom can be expressed. It goes through all the laws. It changes to be expressed in concrete physical objects, which don't exist on the spiritual world, all being and development and forming and even the spiritual gender action. But it's just passing through those worlds. They don't block it. They allow it to pass through. It's just passing. It's investment. It's not blocked. Just as in a similar example, on the holidays, it says on the holidays, our physical world is vivified by kindness of the world of being. Now, that kindness of the world of being is enclosed in kindness of the world of development and passes through kindness of the world of forming and passes through kindness of the world of action until it ultimately can come to our world, the physical dimension of the world of action. But it's just passing through. So in our world, this kindness of God can be expressed as it is from the world of being and development, even though it passed through the world of forming and it passed through the world of action, because it wasn't blocked by them. So similarly, the supreme wisdom that comes down into the laws from world to world, being invested in each world in the dimensions of that world, but only passing through, not blocked, as it is in the creation of created beings, like the earth, like my love and fear of God. A person could say that the physicality of this world is concealing the divine attributes, even the divine attributes in the world of action, which it completely is. But it's not concealing the law, because the law is not actually physical. The law is God's will, drawn from God's supreme wisdom. The fact that God wants me to make a blessing before I eat, wants me to not mix milk and meat, wants me on the Sabbath to not use my phone, this is his will, which comes down into his wisdom, which comes down into our world. So even though we're dealing with physical people and physical items, the laws themselves are godliness. This is godly energy. And because of this, even when the law is in our world and completely dressed in physicality, the supreme wisdom still shines through from whatever level, whatever plane of godliness this is emanating from.